Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! A three-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited, delighted, thrilled to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. I am not sure if you could ask for a more beautiful day outside than the one that we have. Now, I am no meteorologist, even though I did play one time on television, if you forgot. I think this is the most perfect and most beautiful day that we have had so far in 2025. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. We got a lot of fun planned between now and the end of the show. Omar Norman Lott is going to be on the show coming up in about 10 to 15 minutes. So we're going to catch up with the Chiefs' second round draft pick. Vern is going to be on the show today. We're going to talk about Bill Belichick, that he and his girlfriend could potentially be planning a reality television show. There is certainly a lot to get into. Before we get into any of that, I want to ask you guys a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. And number two, I need you to tell one friend. It'd be great if you could tell two friends to check out the show, but you know what? Beggars can't be choosers. I would really appreciate if you guys could just tell one person at some point this weekend to check out the show. So I want to read to you guys a tweet that I got. So to give you the backstory, Harold Kuntz, friend of the show. I like Harold a lot. He tweeted out that there were 25,000 people at yesterday's game. It was school day at the K. They always see a bump for school day at the K. And then I replied to the tweet and said, I'm excited to see how many people go out for Friday's game. The Royals are the hottest team in baseball. The weather will be perfect. It has been perfect today. And you have a big market team in town. Well, someone sent me a tweet and said, oh yeah, the attendance talk has begun. He then replied and said, this is a weird obsession we have in Kansas City. It is the same tired discussion every time the team starts winning. We're never going to get 30,000 a night, especially in April and May. Now, I am not here to completely rehash all of the attendance conversations that we've had in years past. The point of this is for me not to browbeat you guys to go out there today. Maybe you plan on going out there today. Maybe you're not going out there today. You will make that decision on your own. I am really interested in this part of it that is a attendance discussion. How many cities in baseball wouldn't get 30,000 people out there today? Now, I know what some of the excuses are going to be. Well, they're not downtown. It's kind of hard to get to. Well, it's graduation weekend. I mean, everywhere around the country, they are graduating this weekend. But I believe if Minnesota was having the kind of start to their season that Kansas City is, they'd be packing out Target Field. If the Rockies were what the Royals are right now and they were heading into a Friday series against the Red Sox, they would get 30,000 people out to Coors Field. You tell me the baseball cities that you don't think would get 30,000 people out there today. And we are talking about some pretty bad franchises and or some pretty bad fan bases. We're talking about the Oakland A's or whatever they're calling themselves now. Maybe Miami would be in that conversation. I guess possibly Tampa Bay. I think that might be it. If the Pittsburgh Pirates were having the stretch that the Royals are having and it was a Friday, beautiful day, they are filling PNC Park. This is why I think this matters. I think the attendance today, tomorrow, are indications of where you guys are with the team. I was here in 2015. In fact, I worked at the exact same station and was sitting in this exact same chair that I'm currently sitting in back in 2015. You guys didn't have to be told to go out to the stadium and to support that team. You guys wanted to go out to Kauffman Stadium. There would be no question if the 2015 Royals on May 9th had won 15 of their last 17 games, we wouldn't be having this conversation. It'd be a $40, $50 get-in. The lowers would be completely sold out. There'd be people outside that wouldn't be able to get in because the demand would be so high. You guys had fully bought into the Royals, and of course, it makes sense. They went to the World Series in 2014, and they carried that momentum into the following season, and they were the best team in baseball at this point of the season. So I certainly understand why everything was Royal-centric. I also understand that the Chiefs were in a very different place then, that all of your sports fandom was in one basket. It was the Royals. They were the biggest story. They were the it thing in town. The economy was different. Everything was different in 2015. So I certainly understand that this is not a one-to-one comparison. But if you were around in 2015, you know what I'm saying is true. It'd be sold out tonight. It'd be sold out. Red Sox in town, 75 degrees, perfectly sunny, light breeze, Royals' hottest team in baseball. It would be a point to make it to go out there to Kauffman Stadium to support this team. So what I am really curious as we see the attendance today, as we see the crowd, as we see if how engaged the crowd is with the product that's on the field today, to me today is a litmus test for where you guys stand with this year's Royals team. Are you guys completely bought in? And are you guys both feet in the pool, so to speak? Are you guys still casually kind of watching from the sideline? I do not question if you guys are listening on the radio or not. I see the ratings for it. I don't question if you guys are watching them on television. I got access to the stream numbers. You guys listen to the Royals. You guys watch the Royals on television. The Royals are currently 24th in attendance. You guys, in some ways, are still holding back from going out to the park. I can't really think of a better scenario to take your family out than it is right now. It's not super expensive to go out there right now. You can go on StubHub and you can get a ticket for $13. So if you are looking for a fair price to go out to Kauffman Stadium, I can't really think of a more fair price when you think of the team that we are currently talking about with the Kansas City Royals, how they have played the last 3 weeks or so, the opponent that they are going up against in the Boston Red Sox, and again, the weather. It is beautiful outside today. It is going to be a gorgeous night for baseball. We got fireworks coming up later today. It is a more than ideal day to go out to the ballpark and celebrate one of the hottest teams, if not the hottest team in baseball. And again, I asked the question, how many cities in America you don't think wouldn't get 30,000 people out at Kauffman Stadium today? I don't think that the number is very big. I think it's a really small amount of people. And I'm looking at today's Royals attendance as the litmus test of how you guys currently feel about this team and where you guys are. We got to call a little bit of an audible here. We got to go to the phone lines. We are joined by Omar Norman Lott. He was a second round pick to the Kansas City Chiefs, calling in a little bit earlier. Omar, this never happens. Usually we get football players calling in late. We never get anybody calling in early.
Hey. If you're on time, you're late. 5 minutes early is always on time.
So we're very happy to have you on the show today. I have this question. I cheer for Missouri, and I've always wondered, what is a volunteer? You played for Tennessee. Do you know what a volunteer is?
Just the ability to be selfish enough to put the team before you and withhold that standard and culture that's set.
Because I just, like, what is you guys' mascot? It's like a dog, right? It's like Smokey or something?
Yeah, a little Smokey.
Are you a big Smokey fan?
Yeah, Smokey's my guy. I love Smokey.
Right now, we're joined by Omar Norman Lott joining us on the show today. We'll bounce back and forth between some football, and we'll also have some fun. What was it like to play in last year's college football playoff?
It was honestly a blessing to be there, and a real surreal feeling, to be honest. It was we didn't get the outcome that we wanted, but it was honestly just a blessing.
Yeah, I mean, there was so much. Yeah, I mean, last year there was so much emphasis on just simply making the college football playoff last year. You know, for the first time we had expanded this thing. I'm just sure the excitement around campus and just being around it, it was an honor to even be included in last year's playoff.
Right.
Right now we're joined by Omar Norman Lott joining us on the show today. Omar, what was it like to get that phone call that you had been drafted into the league?
It was honestly crazy to get the call. Like, at pick 60, I went to the bathroom. And in the middle of me coming back, my agent's running full speed at me, like screaming, "Come on, let's go to Chiefs." And from that moment, it was just like the emotions were high. Everybody around me, all my peers and family were so happy and proud of me. And when that call came in, it went crazy.
Did you have any sense that you possibly could be going to Kansas City? I mean, there were some mock drafts that had you there, but you never know what you can take seriously from those mock drafts. Did you have any indication that Kansas City was a possibility for you?
Honestly, I did. I did have a small indication that could be where I land, but with how the draft goes, you honestly never know until that call comes.
I know it has to be an honor to to get drafted to a team that you've obviously seen a lot of. I mean, they've played in so many high profile, so many marquee games that you're sitting in college and you're just hoping that you get signed to a great organization and you get signed to maybe the best team in the league.
Yeah, man, this is it's a blessing to come to an organization who already has a set standard of winning and a set culture of what they expect out of their players on a day-in and day-out basis.
Right now, we're talking to Omar Norman Lott, the second-round pick from Tennessee. He is joining us on the show. Who was the one that made the call? Was it Coach Reed? Was it Brett Veach? Who was the one that called you?
I believe it was Brett Veach. It was so loud where I was at. I couldn't tell you the exact voice I was speaking to. I spoke to Mr. Hunt. I know I spoke to Joe, my D-line coach. But a lot of those, they were handing off the phone super fast. And it was loud. A lot of my family members were screaming.
So my producer just showed me this picture. They had you guys like line up of like, you know, first day at school, like you were in kindergarten. It was actually a pretty cool picture. You fish?
Oh yeah, I do fish.
Okay. All right. All right. I don't know much about fishing here, so this is going to be a crash course for me. So let's say you were taking somebody out there who has never gone fishing before. What is like the number one thing that you need to know?
Depending on the reel you're using, we would probably use a spinning reel. That's the most basic reel to use. And just, I would teach them the ins and outs on how to cast and reel in your bait.
All right, in this scenario, are we using live bait? Am I using a fake worm? Like, take me through how we're actually going to catch this fish.
I'm more of a fan of live bait, so we can either use minnows, shiners, or worms. Certain lures are actually good too for a lot of the more experienced people. But if you want to go fishing, you can use the lures. But if you want to go catching, you're going to use some live bait and probably get you a bobber or two for the worms.
All right, what is the difference between fishing and catching? Because I've never heard this before.
Yeah, some people just, you know, it's almost like a hobby to them. They don't mind not catching any fish. And when you go on catching, you're going with the intent of I'm going to catch fish today. And this is how it's going to happen.
Omar, I'm not going out there if we're not intending on catching any fish.
There
like
we there we go.
Yeah, like there are plenty of other activities that if we just want to sit around and hang outside, we can just go to a baseball game. I came here for the purpose of catching fish.
I have to get you out there on that bank a couple times.
Yeah, we got to do this. Okay, so whenever you go fishing, is there a certain kind of fish? Like, I want to catch catfish. I want to catch crappie. I don't know anything about this. So everything you were telling me, I'm learning.
Yeah, I'm predominantly fishing for largemouth bass. When I'm in Florida, I do a lot of peacock bass. And I've also been out on the Broward County coast, and I've caught some saltwater fish. But I don't do that as often as maybe I should say I want to. But I'm more a freshwater guy. Ponds, you're catching anything from catfish, like you're saying, bluegill, and then just your regular old original largemouth bass.
Are you eating these fish after you catch them?
Nah, strictly catch and release for me.
I mean, but that also seems like part of the fun would be I'm trying to catch the fish, and now I'm trying to have like a little catfish fry at the end of this.
Yeah, definitely. That could be the final step in my fishing game, but I haven't reached that peak yet.
How long have you been doing this? Because you sound super knowledgeable about this.
I've been fishing super like hardcore for about a year now. Where it's just like I kind of felt it was almost like golf. I didn't really understand how it went, and it just became like addictive.
Okay, so this is interesting. So you fish and play golf.
The thing is about me with golf, I'm super good on the greens, and then my driver is so bad. That's the thing. And then I don't know how to keep score. That's my problem. And then fishing, all you got to really know, comparing that to fishing, all you got to really know is let me learn how to tie my knots, you know, and then how to cast.
Omar here, I'm not calling you a liar because I don't know you well enough to call you a liar. But I find it hard to believe that you're super good on the greens and also a beginner at golf, because that might be the hardest thing to get good at.
No. I'm not even I wouldn't even consider myself a beginner. The last 2 years here at Tennessee, as soon as I got to Tennessee, I would hit the driving range like consistently every other day. We had a deal worked out with the head man of the pro guy at the country club, and he would let us come up there and play for free all the time. So I'm pretty intermediate at golf. I'm not even a beginner.
All right, so tomorrow...
I understand my swing. I know that.
Okay, no, that makes sense. All right, so tomorrow, let's say that you could, like, pick your ideal person. Are you picking somebody to go fishing with, or are you picking somebody to go play golf with?
Fishing all day.
Where are you guys going? Is there, like, a certain, like, lake, river, creek? I'm not really sure where people are fishing at. Is there a certain place you have in mind?
Yeah, if it was up to me and my choice, and we had some kind of, like... machine to go there instantly, it'd be in the Everglades of Florida. It's my favorite place to fish.
So it sounds to me like your teammates this offseason, like somebody's gonna be like, oh, hey, where are you going? Like, oh, I'm going to Argentina. Oh, I'm going to the Maldives. It sounds like you're going on some like extravagant fishing trip at some point this year.
That could be something that's in my future as far as like going out of the country to fish, but I haven't reached that peak in my fishing game yet. I'm still trying to master getting onto the saltwater next. I think I've done pretty good on freshwater. I understand how to freshwater fish. I think my next step in my fishing game for me is to go ahead and get out on that saltwater.
If you could ask somebody on your team to come fishing with you, who are you asking to come out there? Like at some point, are you going to ask like Pat or Travis, like, hey, you guys aren't doing anything this weekend. Do you want to come fishing?
I mean, anybody who's open to going fishing and having that patience and like coachable, I guess that's the right word to say. Fishing can get a little bit annoying sometimes when you're just throwing out your line and your line's getting caught up in the trees, and it's a lot to it. But when you pay attention to the details, somebody who would just pay attention to the details.
I've got a couple more, I guess, football related questions, and I'll get you out of here. At the end of games, you guys exchange jerseys. Do you have the player that you want to exchange jerseys with already in your mind?
I got a couple of friends here in the league right now, so this is kind of a hard one. I'd probably have to go with Jaden Daniels. Me and him, we played at Arizona State together for 2 years, and he's been doing a lot of great things.
How does that work? Like, are you guys, like, coordinating this jersey swap before the game, or is it just, like, afterwards you guys like, hey, man, you play good, and then you just ask him, hey, can we swap jerseys?
No, like, honestly, with me being a rookie and never having been through that process, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure. Like, I see it happen all the time. I wasn't really sure how to set this up. I mean, I wish I could help you with this, but I can't.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. What I would think it would just be somebody just showing respect after the game and just letting them know that they would like to swap jerseys.
All right, if you were a baseball player, what song would be your walk-up?
What song would be my walk-up? Ain't It Fun by Paramore.
I would have never guessed that based on the conversation we've been having. I would have never guessed that.
Ain't it fun living in the... Nah, for real.
Okay, so this is actually funny because me and Rob, you just talked to him, he was a producer. We were just talking about this. I think that everybody kind of like that person for me is Katy Perry. So tomorrow we're actually going to see Katy Perry in concert. The way you feel about Ain't It Fun, that is the same way I feel about Firework. I love that song. Incredible song.
Yeah, everybody has their little songs, but it'd definitely be Ain't It Fun for me.
All right, Omar, you know what? I'm going to try to set it up that you and I can go fishing at some point this summer. I'm going to have some free time. Eventually, you're going to have some free time. I would love to go fishing with you.
Hey, I'm game. Let's do it.
That is Omar Norman Lott joining us on the show today. And we have a fishing date scheduled. Omar, man, great stuff. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That is Omar Norman Lott joining us on the show. Can we figure out how to get a hold of his people so we can go fishing at some point? I'd love to do it. I'd love to figure out a way that we can go fishing with him. I mean, I don't know anything about it. I don't know if I would be very good at fishing, but I'd go give it a chance. If I catch the fish, though, I'm not giving it back to the game. No. We're sauteing and grilling this and frying this bad boy up.
Yeah, but some of the fish that you catch, now he talked about like upping his saltwater game. Some of those saltwater catches you can't eat. Like if you're out catching marlin, you're not eating marlin. Yeah, if you're...
Why can't we eat marlin? I don't know why.
Marlin might not be a perfect example.
I don't know. I'm saying I don't know anything about
this. There are some fish that you just catch and release. You don't eat some.
Well,
big sport fishing, like big game fishing is a thing where you don't like, I caught this giant fish and I made it my dinner. That's not really a thing.
Okay, well, I don't know anything about it. So I'm coming at this from a place of ignorance. And I can admit that I don't know exactly what's going on when it comes to the fishing. It just sounds like I'd be interested in going fishing at the end. At some point, I'd be down to go. It sounds like a great time for all involved. Are you coming? Are you going to come on our fishing date?
I'm not a fisherman myself, no.
Okay, I didn't know.
It's not for me. I've been fishing. It's not for me.
You have been fishing before?
I have been fishing both in the ocean and in freshwater. Okay. Neither time was I like, man, I loved this.
Well, he said he needs to all this saltwater game up. He got drafted by the wrong team then. If that's a hobby that he wants to pick up, we got salt. We can't have saltwater around here. There's no saltwater around here, right? I'm not crazy enough. There's no saltwater.
This is a real question. You don't notice this offhand? There's no saltwater?
I don't know.
There's no saltwater around Kansas City, Missouri.
Who knows?
I do. Most people would know.
Who knows? There might be a lake that's like, oh, man, wait, we didn't know. It's like, oh, I don't know.
No, the places you fish in the KC Mo area are not saltwater.
I didn't know, man. I didn't know.
The Everglades was an interesting answer for go-to fishing spot. That feels like a first-class trip to be eaten by an alligator. But that's just.
It also doesn't sound like it's very fun to go fishing in the Everglades. It just sounds like there's more beautiful places to go. That's what it sounds to me. It sounds like there's more beautiful places to go.
I mean, the Everglades. I've done a fan boat tour in the Everglades. I'm good not dealing with anything in the water.
Look at this. People are inviting us. They got like their own little private lake. They want us to go fishing. Let's reach out to his agent and let's go fishing. I'm down to do it. You got to go fishing early in the day. Is it like how hunting is? Because everybody says about hunting, you can't just go hunting at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You got to go hunting at 5.
Based on my knowledge, time of year, let's say you're going to the Ozarks. Pick a place near here. You want to fish in the morning because as it gets hotter and hotter, the fish are less likely to be near the surface.
Okay. But I mean, if I got that little worm down there, maybe they're like, oh, it's food up there.
They don't like the hot.
Oh, well, neither do I.
That's fair. Texting makes a good point. I would love to watch you apply for a fishing license. That would be fun for everyone.
You got to get a license to go fishing?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Wait, I got to go. Hold on. I got to get a license to go fishing?
Go get your real ID and go get that fishing license.
Hold on. You're telling me. No, I don't believe this. I don't believe this. I mean, I know there are fishing licenses. That has to be like in certain places. You're telling me right now that people just go out to the lake. They all have a license to be out there. I don't believe that. I don't believe it. Somebody said, C-Dot, you do know if you go fishing, you have to be around the water. I don't mind being around the water. I don't have any interest of going into the water. Being around the water does not bother me. I'm not planning on going into the fish's habitat. I don't want to go in there. I want to be around the habitat, not in the habitat. Okay, I'm reading people are saying about the license. I didn't know. I'm learning so much today. I didn't know. We are going to try to set this up. I would actually like to go fishing. It sounds like it'd be a great activity. He was super knowledgeable about fishing. I don't know anything about it. But I did learn something today. All right, you know what? Coming up on the other side, we'll get back to the Royals. We'll get our random lineup. I'm a little disappointed that we didn't get our random lineup today. We'll do that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. With Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
We want to say special thanks to Omar Norman Lott for calling in and joining the show today. Also, special thanks to the Chiefs for helping facilitate. Always great to catch up with one of the new rookies. Congratulations to him for getting drafted in the league. Certainly good luck and success. We certainly look forward to hoping to have him on down the line. I feel like our friend of the show for the Chiefs, I mean, we're pretty booked up. I mean, we got the quarterback of the team, and we also have their all-pro corner as friend of the show. But you know what? We can't have too many friends. We certainly are open to having Omar Norman Lott be friend of the show. So certainly look forward to having him come on the show down the line. Actually, there's a lot I want to talk to you guys about today. At some point, we'll talk about Bill Belichick, and I don't know why every week we have an update about his relationship and his girlfriend, but yes, we have another update about the both of them. We'll talk a little NBA as well today. We got game 3 coming up tomorrow between the Knicks and the Celtics. There is a lot of stuff that's going on, Rob. But you know what? Omar called in a little too early, or we would have had time to give you guys a random lineup. It is only right and fair that we just do it right now.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time.
Today's Random Royals Live takes us back to the year 2012, which was the year of the All-Star Game here in Kansas City, which is when people point to interest and attendance ticking up. And on this date in 2012, the Royals faced at home the Boston Red Sox. Here was your Random Royals lineup. Leading off in center field, Gerard Dyson. Batting second in left field, Alex Gordon. Batting third at first base, Billy Butler. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jeff Francoeur.
Oh boy. This is about to start getting interesting now if they got Jeff Francoeur batting fourth.
Oh, it's about to be a wild ride, buddy, because batting fifth, the designated hitter, Johnny Giavitella.
Johnny Giavitella was their DH today? Let me ask you this. Who are the other what-if Royals? Because Johnny Giavitella is certainly on the conversation of what-if Royals.
He might be the what-if Royal.
Because really?
A lot of guys on bad teams don't count as a what. Like Calvin Pickering is not a what if.
No, he just wasn't good.
Batting sixth, the catcher, Brian Peña.
Where was Salvi at this day? Salvi was just taking the day off.
Batting seventh at third base, Irving Falu.
Oh my goodness. This team is. Something's gone terribly wrong. This had to be a Sunday. This has a Sunday energy to this lineup.
This was a Wednesday getaway day.
Oh, okay. All right, so Sunday energy. That's what this had.
Batting eighth at second base, Chris Getz.
The Royals had no interest in scoring runs this day.
And batting ninth, the shortstop, Alcides Escobar.
None. What was the score this day?
The Royals won on this day in 2012, 4-3 over the Boston Red Sox, behind 6 2/3 of really nice baseball from Bruce Chinn.
Bruce Chinn. I love Bruce Chinn.
By the way, they got a save on that date from Jonathan Broxton. And on this date in 2012, the Royals beat John Lester and the Red Sox 4-3.
How many people you got going out to the ballpark today?
I have a 30. 30 is the number tonight.
I don't think they're getting a 30.
There are too many reasons for it to be.
I just don't think they're getting a 30 today.
We grew up in Kansas City. There were like three series that had opposing fans show up. I guess four. The Twins, the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Cardinals. You get that boost. You get a Friday. You get fireworks. The weather's immaculate. The team is good. Like, it has all the ingredients for 30. Now, I think it's like 28-5. I'm not going to be mad. But if it's like 22 tonight, I don't want to browbeat the city, but I will have a level of frustration they didn't show up.
Yeah, I would be very, very surprised if that's it. I also think you got to factor in, I know what you're saying when you and I were coming up, the Red Sox aren't as hot now as they were when you and I were coming up either. Like, the Red Sox were one of the three or four most popular teams in baseball. I don't know if we necessarily feel that way about the Red Sox today. I don't think they're getting 30 today. Today feels to me like a 26-7, somewhere in there. That's what it feels to me, how many people are going to be out there at Kauffman Stadium today. I'm with you. There are a lot of things that just line up for it to just to be one of those games that, hey, this is a really good game to go out there. And we were talking about this before Omar Norman Lott called into the show. I look at this as just a litmus test on where you guys are with your level of buy-in into this team. Where are you guys at? If they end up getting 31, 32,000, there's no question that you guys are all in on the Kansas City Royals at this point. But there's a lot of stuff going on. NASCAR's in town this weekend. Graduations are happening around town. Like, we're not completely out of the clear where the Royals are the only show in town. The current play this weekend, it's Mother's Day weekend. There certainly is a lot of stuff that are going to be pulling people's attention. So I'm not maybe where you are, where it's like, oh, you guys got to go out there to the park today. I'm just kind of looking at this as I'm really intrigued to see where Kansas City stands with this Royals team, where they are, how they feel about this team. And one of the ways you communicate how you feel about a team is going out to the ballpark and going to watch them play.
I also would say, and maybe I'm holding the city to a higher standard than you are, but you're right. But if you look at the other stuff happening in town this week in Carrington, it's not really tonight. Like, tomorrow, there's the Katy Perry concert. There's the races start tomorrow night. I know there's like a super minor league tonight, but I don't think that's doing well attendance-wise. There's, you know, Mother's Day stuff. A lot of people do Mother's Day like a Saturday night. I could see graduations are usually on Saturdays. I could see tomorrow being a day where the Royals see a little less than they expect on a Saturday because of all those factors at play. But all the things you mentioned are not really Friday night events. This is the night to get out there. And by the way, asking for 30, I'm not asking for a sellout. The stadium holds 40 or maybe 42. It holds in the 40s. I'm not asking for playoff baseball level of excitement out of the K. I'm asking for, hey, I want the city to show they have bought in, combined with the Olathe folk who are Red Sox fans. That's what I anticipate tonight with Royals and Red Sox. And you're right, the Red Sox aren't as hot as they were when we were kids in 05 because they're winning World Series, but they're still a national brand on a weekend with fireworks. It just feels like 30 should be the number tonight.
Yeah, my question would be, and a lot of people are making the point that it's Nurses Night, so it's also going to give it a little bit of a boost today. Do the Red Sox have a player that would get you to go out to the park? Because you mentioned when we were coming up, the Red Sox had four or five of these individuals. You wanted to go see Pedro pitch. You wanted to go see Curt Schilling pitch. They had Manny Ramirez. They had David Ortiz. Like, they had household names at that point where you would want to buy a ticket because you wanted to go see those guys play. I mean, they got a couple of guys on the Red Sox. I mean, Alex Bregman is on the team. Rafael Devers is on that team. They got a couple of those guys. Do the Red Sox have a player that would get you to go to the ballpark? I'm not really sure if they do at this point.
I don't know the Red Sox do, but maybe for the first time in
our lives,
the Royals do. Yeah, you're right. When people are going out to the K to watch Big Poppy and Manny Ramirez with Pedro on the hill, you weren't going out there to watch Emil Brown. You just weren't. I'm sorry, Emil, if you're listening somewhere. People were not racing to the ballpark to watch you play baseball.
Should have been.
They weren't seeing, man, is D Brown in the lab tonight? Man, I hope we get to see Chip Ambrose. That'd be fun. It wasn't that way. The Royals have that guy now. When the Royals go to Boston, are there people in Boston saying, oh, I want to go see Bobby Witt? I think that is the draw now. He's on your team. So you're right. The Sox don't have that guy, but the Royals do, which should be a bigger draw than an opponent having that player.
Yeah, text line 913-586-7965. What about Alex Bregman? I think Alex Bregman is a very good baseball player. I do not think that people are buying tickets to see Alex Bregman play. Like, if we are making a list of players around Major League Baseball, like, who are you buying tickets to go see? Like, Bobby Witt Jr. should be on that list. Shohei Ohtani. Like, just think of, like, the absolute high end. Juan Soto is one of those kind of players. I don't think that Alex Bregman is one of those things. Like, if you're on the fence, like, oh, Alex Bregman is coming to town. I just don't think the Red Sox have those kinds of players that kind of move the needle to get the casual fan out there. We'll obviously see what happens today at Kauffman Stadium. I think it's going to be a really, really good weekend. I plan on going out there today. I might try to go out there Sunday, too, for Mother's Day, especially if the weather holds up the way that it is right now. It is just absolutely gorgeous outside. And the Royals are playing really, really good baseball. And there are still very few activities that rival going outside and going to a baseball game. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, Josh Vernier is going to join us on the show. We'll get his thoughts on the Royals as they are the hottest team in baseball. Coming up on the other side, I play one of my favorite games. What in the world is Draymond Green talking about? We'll get to that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
All right, we'll get back to local coming up at the top of the hour. There's also some really important television news that I think you guys need to know, so we'll get to all of that coming up in this segment. All right, let's start with this. There's a game that I like to play in the NBA, and the game is very simple. The game is, what in the world is Draymond Green talking about? Now, we don't get a chance to play this every night in the NBA. We get a chance about once a month, though. We get a chance about once a month to play What in the World is Draymond Green Talking About? Now, I want to play for you guys some audio. So, in game two, Draymond Green played like Draymond Green, flailing around, smacking folks, acting ridiculous. You guys know how Draymond Green plays. Well, after the game, they put a microphone in front of Draymond, and he got a chance to play. Yo, what in the world are you talking about? Listen to this.
Look like the angry black man. I'm not an angry black man. I'm a very successful, educated black man with a great family. And I'm great at basketball. I'm great at what I do. The agenda to try to keep making me look like an angry black man is crazy. I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous.
Draymond, my brother, I want to defend you. I really do. What are you talking about? Nobody has created this agenda of you looking angry besides Draymond Green. You've choked another NBA player. You punched another NBA player at practice. You have repeatedly kicked other players in the nuts. You have the most technicals in the NBA. You one time got ejected and started arguing with the fans on the way out. Draymond, the only person perpetuating this agenda is you. It's not us. You don't even have to watch the NBA to know, hey man, why is he mad all the time? Draymond, you got to quit blaming us for the things that you have caused. At this point, we just accept this is who you are. Every sport has a villain. In baseball, it's like your AJ Pruszynski types. In football, your Bill Romanowskis. You know, every generation has this person. That's who you are. In fact, being this person has made you a lot of money. You get to go on Inside the NBA. You have a very successful podcast because of your personality and who you are. Draymond, you are the angry black man. I'm sorry to tell you that. That's who you are. It's not me perpetuating this. It's not the media. It's your actions is why we feel this way. And again, game two, you go out there, you get a technical, flailing your arms, hitting folks. Just you got suspended from an NBA Finals game for doing nonsense. Draymond, this is not an us problem. This is a you problem, my friend. Don't dare try to pull that card about this. We can pull that card about a lot of things. We can't pull that card about you. You've lost that ability. We got too much video evidence of you being angry for you to say that we did any of this. No, we did not. In fact, we didn't do any of this. In fact, you did it. You alone. Nobody else. Nobody else. I want to tell you guys about a couple of news stories that have come out that affect all of us. Number one, did you guys know that ESPN is planning on creating their own standalone streaming platform? Yes, this is different than ESPN Plus. Some of you already have ESPN Plus. Maybe you have it bundled in with other streaming services, but they are planning on taking ESPN, everything that you get on the television, and now selling it in its own package. Now, what does this mean? We won't know until we get the full announcement. They plan on doing this next week. They'll tell you how they can bundle it. But the worst thing that could happen to cable is ESPN and all of its sub-channels, ESPN opts out of cable packages and decides to sell it to us independently. They're talking about this being a $25, $30 streaming service. Well, it's not worth $25 or $30 if it's just going to be what we already have. If it's just going to be super ESPN Plus, no thank you. The only way you get us to pay for it is you remove it from YouTube TV, you take it off Hulu Live, and yeah, if you want to watch Monday Night Football, you need to buy Monday Night Football directly from us. If you want to watch the college football playoff, you need to buy it directly from us. That is the only way I see this idea working. So we will get more information next week, but I just want you guys to be aware of this. ESPN next week is planning on announcing a standalone streaming platform separate than ESPN Plus, because ESPN Plus doesn't give you access to everything. They plan on the ESPN that comes on television, ESPN 2, all of those, they plan on announcing a streaming service independent of that for you to get all of their content. Are they preparing and planning to break away from the traditional cable services and what we have now as streaming services to create its own entity that you have to sign up for if you want to enjoy? I mean, they have everything. They have everything at this point. They have a deal with the NFL. They have a deal with the NBA. I don't know how you can watch and follow sports if you don't have ESPN. So we'll see what that means. The second thing that I want to tell you guys about. Do you remember last year the Packers and Eagles played that game on Peacock? You guys remember that? They had a Friday game. It was the first Friday game in, I guess, that early in the season, I think ever, actually. They are planning on doing that game again. We know that the Chargers are going to play in that game. We don't know who they're going to play against, but that's not the news. Did you know that they're planning on putting that game on YouTube? Not YouTube TV. I'm talking about regular YouTube. Yes, the same YouTube that you hand your kids to watch Bluey and Number Blocks, the same YouTube. Yes, they are planning on putting an NFL game exclusively on YouTube that will be available to everybody. Pretty interesting. Not behind a paywall. You don't got to sign up for Peacock. You don't have to sign up for Paramount Plus. It's not going to be on Amazon Prime. They're going to put a game exclusively on YouTube. So we'll obviously see how that works. Last little bit of streaming news that I want to share with you guys is it sounds to me like the Canelo Alvarez-Terrence Crawford fight that is due up in September, it sounds like they're going to put that on Netflix. Now, I certainly hope that it goes far better than the last time they tried to sell us a fight on Netflix. Because the last time they tried to sell us a fight on Netflix, I felt like I was watching internet on AOL. I felt like it was Net Zero, Juno Internet. It was as bad of a stream that I could possibly remember. But I think it is obvious that Netflix wants to be in the live sporting content. They were in it with the NFL and Christmas Day. They are back in it with the NFL and Christmas Day. They have WWE Monday Night Raw every Monday now on their platform. They have more boxing events coming up this summer. And it looks like they're planning on, I mean, this is a fight that traditionally they were trying to charge you $79.99 or maybe $100 to watch this fight. Netflix wants to buy it now. So I just wanted to go through a couple of the key stories right now that are happening. I just want you guys to be aware of all the changes that are happening in the sports. Things are changing rapidly. We are past the point of putting the toothpaste back in the tube. The streaming wars, I mean, they've been happening for quite some time, but it's usually been a content game. Well, hey, what does this mean for The Office? What does this mean for Friends? What does this mean for my favorite television show? No, we have now completely moved over to live sports. And one of the few things that, A, people have shown you time and time again will pay for, and the only thing now that you feel like you have to watch live. So YouTube looks like they're going to get an NFL game exclusively. Netflix looks like they're going to get the fight of the year coming up in a couple of months. And it looks like ESPN is, at least they are certainly planning it. You don't create your standalone streaming services if your plan is to also sell it to YouTube TV. No, we're done with the middleman. We're done with them taking a percentage of this. We want to sell you ESPN directly. We want you to buy ESPN the same way that you buy HBO Max. The same way that you give them to watch The Sopranos and Game of Thrones and whatever your favorite show is, we want to have that exact same streaming service. If there is any entity that could do it, it's ESPN. I just don't know how you keep up with sports if you don't have ESPN, because they have the live sporting rights to every single sport that we watch. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.